ready for those big, long, tall Lakers?
Yeah, we ready. You know, they're definitely a tough team to play. They've been playing well this season, so it's going to be a heavy task for us, but we're prepared and we're ready.
Can you talk about the length that they have and the height that they have to cause you guys a problem?
Yeah, they're big inside. You know, with Bynum and Gasol and Odom, those guys are big down there. They're both 7-footers. Lamar Odom, 6'10", 6'11", playing small four. So they got length and size in the paint. You know, it's always tough when you're playing a team like that. But I think for the most part, we're prepared for them. We had a good shoot around this morning, so we should be ready to go tonight.
How do you counteract that?
Well, you gotta take what the defense gives you. A lot of times with that situation, you got guys with, you know, that length, you know, spread them out a little bit, make them move their feet. You know, it's tough for them, for big guys like them to move their feet. So make them move a little bit out there, space them out on the court. You know, see if there's any open jump shots out there, and just attack them that way.
When you played them the two previous times, it was always on the second game of a back-to-back. You got them home now. Do you expect anything different?
Well, they're gonna still play well. You know, I think the Lakers are just one of the top teams in the league, so they're gonna play well. But I think we are too. You know, we're gonna come out with a lot of intensity. We're gonna play play our style of basketball and still have that momentum and confidence that we normally have. So it's gonna be a big game for the both of us.
This is one of those months where you guys were at home a lot and you were playing a lot of the tough teams in the NBA, and it hasn't gone the way you wanted it. Would wins against like the Lakers and the Celtics be a way? I know there's still a lot of season left, but way to kind of cap off a month that's been sort of a disappointment so far.
Yeah, it's been a tough month for us. You know, it's a lot of games, a lot of tough teams to play this month, so it's definitely been tough. Tonight's gonna be another challenge for us. You know, so we just got to step up to the challenge and be ready to face these top teams. You know, we got Lakers tonight, and then Boston later in the week. So, you know, we should be okay. We just got to come out prepared and ready to go.
Well, you guys aren't really using this as a measuring stick game like you did, I think, the first time you met them. You know, you're coming off a big winning streak, had a nice record. So, if this is not a measuring stick game, how would you classify it?
Well, it is a big game. I think it's a. You know, it's a conference game. It's a division game. It's a big one for us. I think for the most part, we're trying to get our momentum back out there on the basketball court, get our wins back up. So, tonight will be a big win for us if we can get it. Lakers are playing well. I'm pretty sure they're trying to win as well. So both teams are battling for respect in the league, and it's going to be a battle of division champs.
Could it be a breakthrough game for you guys in a sense?
Well, it can be, you know, it can be. You know, anytime you win a big game, it can definitely help the momentum and the confidence of a team. So, I think for the most part, we just got to make sure that we play our game. You know, don't get caught up in what the Lakers want to do. We just got to play our style of play and play our game and have confidence and finish the basket. So if we do that, we'll be all right.
When you've looked at your team this last month, what do you think has been the biggest reason for the inconsistency?